Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome, welcome. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, and you are listening to the Monday episode of Chico Now, also called Helping People, because our Monday is a little bit different than the rest of the week. Tuesday through Friday, we interview folks around our community about upcoming events, but on Mondays, we bring you a little bit of insight about various topics on relationships. And I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern, number 69783, registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work as a therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist. And once again, my name is Jessica Wilkerson. And today we're going to talk about forgiveness. Before we talk about forgiveness, there's so much boilerplate I always have to say. This is a therapy-related show, whatever we're talking about, if it triggers you, this is not a substitute for therapy. Please contact somebody in your area who is qualified to explore these topics with you further. There are psychologists, PhDs, marriage and family therapists, and social workers who are all qualified to explore deeper into what's being triggered by you. Okay, so we're talking about forgiveness because I have a lot of clients who come into the office and they're so angry. They're so angry and they want to forgive or they want to be forgiven. And we're going to talk about the part of the folks who want to be forgiven because when we get those things down, it's easier for the other person who wants to forgive. In the last 2 weeks, we've talked about infidelity and how to overcome infidelity in your marriage if you want to make your marriage work. And so that kind of is, this is piggybacking off of that, but it's not solely about infidelity. It could be you have gambling issues or they're just, you tell little white lies all the time and your significant other never really fully trusts you and there's kind of that thorn in your relationship. Or you come home late from work regularly and it's causing a lot of conflict. And when you say, I'll be home on time today, you genuinely mean it. You genuinely do. But when stuff happens at work and you end up working late and you come home late, your significant other feels like you lied to them and they're very angry and you have to start the remorse and atonement and forgiveness all over again every day and it's just becoming this huge thing in your relationship and you're both feeling really frustrated. So we're going to talk about the steps to take in order to help the other person forgive you when you have done something that needs forgiveness. So the first thing you do is you kind of talk to yourself. Identify to yourself how what you've been believing and doing about forgiveness is preventing others from forgiving you. So you might mistakenly believe that your significant other has to believe you because they're married to you, or they say they love you, so they have to forgive you for this. But I don't really think that that's necessarily true. It's a good thing for them to forgive you because it makes their life easier, and it releases them from needing to have retribution, what have you. But reconciling and forgiving is not necessarily the same thing. So just because they reconcile doesn't mean they've necessarily forgiven. And it doesn't mean they necessarily have to. So what do you believe about forgiveness really matters on how you are approaching your significant other. So just kind of taking that little bit of internal dialogue, what do I believe? And then loving the person rather than being codependent upon their forgiveness. And now this is interesting because a lot of people are confused about that. Being codependent upon their forgiveness means, please forgive me, I need you to forgive me, not I really want you to forgive me and I'm going to do all the things that I need to do to help you heal. So it's making it about being codependent on it is making it about you. I need you to forgive me. Please forgive me because I need it. But when you make it about them, I really love you and I will take ownership over what I need to do to help you heal, is a whole different way of thinking. Okay, we'll be back after this commercial break.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now is Helping People. I'm a marriage and family therapist, registered intern, number IMF69783. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. If anything we talk about today triggers you and you want to explore deeper into your own life, you can go to ChicoCreekCounseling.com and find any of us. We have several qualified therapists in our office. I am also accepting new clients as well. Or just go to your area and look in the Yellow Pages or on Google or Psychology Today and find somebody qualified to help you explore deeper. Right now we're talking about forgiveness, and we just talked about identifying what you believe about forgiveness and what you believe about how other people should forgive you. And then we also spoke about being codependent versus being loving when you are requesting forgiveness. A codependent would be making it about you. I need you to forgive me. And making it all about me, me, me. Please forgive me. I need it. It'll make me feel better. Versus being loving and saying, whatever it is that you need to heal, I'm willing to do it. I really want you to forgive me. And I'm willing to put my talk and my walk together at the same time. So that was our last session. So this part, we're going to talk about taking ownership and responsibility for what you did. So whatever it is that you did that broke the trust in your relationship or hurt your significant other, you got really angry and you threw something and that made them really scared. You told a lie or exaggerated during a fight, and now you're trying to make up for fighting dirty, fighting unfair. Whatever it is, take responsibility. Don't talk about your intentions or justifications or minimizing. Well, my intention was blah, blah, blah. Well, I only did it this way because you did it that way. or it's not as big of a deal. Yeah, maybe it hurt your feelings, but it wasn't that big of a deal and it shouldn't have hurt you as much as it did. That none of those matter. If you want forgiveness, if you want the person to genuinely forgive you and move forward, all of those things are not going to help the situation. They're not going to bring compassion back into their heart or help them heal. So taking ownership. This is what I did, and this is, and I'm owning it. If you don't own it, you're never going to be safe for that person in their mind, because you might do it again because you don't realize how horrible that was in their experience. And that leads us to empathy. Having true empathy, understanding from your mate's perspective what your actions have cost them. So it's not about you. It's not about how much you're hurting because they haven't forgiven you. It's really putting yourself in their shoes and understanding the costs to their heart, the costs to their ability to trust and feel safe, the cost to their self-esteem, whatever it might be, really looking at what it is that they've lost. And until they believe that you're interested in understanding their pain, they're not going to feel that they really matter to you or that you really care. Seeing it through their eyes really opens them up to saying, hey, this person gets it. They really understand the significance of what they did to me. Even if you don't think it's that big of a deal, it doesn't matter if you think it's that big of a deal, because they do, and they're hurting to the level that they think it's a big of a deal. And you don't want the person you love to hurt. If you want them to forgive you, you don't want them to continue hurting, right? So the next is make sincere and appropriate apologies to your significant other. And notice that I said apologies. That means more than one apology. Because sometimes, depending on how big the thing is that you did, you might need to apologize a couple times. Because while someone can hear you apologize once, when you first tell them, this is the thing that happened. I had an emotional affair with my coworker. I had a physical affair with my coworker. I lost all of our savings gambling. And I'm really sorry. I'm really, really sorry. They're processing so many things in that moment that, yeah, your sorry is in there for them to process, but it's diminished by everything else. There's going to be a lot of times where they're still reconciling what happened and processing it. And they need to hear you apologize more than once. And each apology needs to have all of these different aspects where you can empathize with how they're feeling. You're not justifying it. You're not blaming them. You're not begging them to forgive you because you need it. You're taking ownership. All right, we have a couple more steps after this commercial break. This is Jessica Wilkerson. Please stay tuned.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air.
894-7325. Growing every other day to start. I know people make promises all the time, then they turn right around and break them. And someone cuts your heart open with a knife, now you'll be dead. But I could be that guy to heal it over time, and I won't stop until you believe it. Maybe your word.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now is Helping People. I'm a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF 69783 with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. And I work at Chico Creek Counseling under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist. I am currently accepting new clients if anybody is interested in exploring deeper what we're talking about at this time. Also, if you're triggered, remember that this is not a substitute for therapy, but rather it's a way to provide you some tools. And if these tools are not enough, please contact someone in your area to explore deeper what you might need to work on or need help with. All right, so we've had about 5 steps so far on helping build forgiveness in your significant other when you have done something that needs to be forgiven. The next one is make restitutions. Be willing to put their needs over your own in whatever way is necessary to help them heal. So if you were having an affair and you used to take your affair partner to various places for dinner or to visit with certain friends or do whatever it is that was your thing with your affair partner, don't do that with your significant other when you're trying to rebuild that relationship. Those are places that you're just not going to be going anymore because those are going to trigger them. Or you've been having a hard time with your alcohol consumption and it's really putting a damper in your relationship, and you've been wanting to work on that, and your significant other tells you you need to hit up a 12-step program, or that they don't want you hanging out with those friends. And you can make different acquiescence. You can say, well, what if I'm still friends with those friends, but we visit our house for barbecues instead of me going out to the bar with them. And then from the next step after that, if that still seems to be too much, we can taper that down and I'll just hang out with a couple of those buddies one-on-one for frisbee golf or whatever it might be, for working on the car or whatever it is that you guys want to do. But letting your significant other know that, hey, I see and I hear what it is that hurts you that I did, and I see the ways that my behavior can trigger that pain, which makes it harder for you to forgive me. And so I'm willing to do what I need to do to stop those triggers from happening so that you can move forward. Their needs, if you really want to be forgiven, I mean, you got to sacrifice, right? You're the one who did the thing to break the trust. The next step is taking responsibility for your own personal reform. So you go through all of these steps and you're saying you're sorry, but you're not actually changing. You haven't actually stopped gambling, or you haven't actually started making that concerted effort to come home on time or early and followed it through, or you're still punching below the belt during arguments. All those things, the behavior is still happening, but you're trying to get forgiveness. Well, it's not going to happen because every time they start building the forgiveness, it gets shattered again. And forgiveness is like a statue that breaks and it's broken and it's in pieces, and you can put it back together because they're big pieces. But every time you break that statue and put it back together and break it and put it back together, you lose little shards and little pieces, and it gets smaller and smaller and more difficult to see what it looks like. So it's really, 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 really important to identify, this is what I did to hurt you. These are the ways that I'm trying to atone and to make up for it. But also, I'm going to stop doing those things that were hurting you. So I was working with the lady who I was having an affair with. I am actively looking for a different job because I don't want to put you in a situation where all day you're thinking about that I'm spending time with her at work. Whatever that needs to be to help your significant other heal, that needs to be what happens if your marriage is really the priority here. And the next step is understanding that forgiveness is a process and that it takes time, and that pressuring your significant other to hurry up and forgive you makes it harder for them to do it. Oh, it's been 6 months and you're still haven't fully forgiven me. Yeah, our relationship is better than it was when I first confessed, but you're still upset and I don't think that this is fair. Well, maybe you don't feel that way, but if you pressure someone to forgive you, it's going to be a lot harder for them to move forward in that forgiveness. And you're just going to keep opening that wound. All right, this is Jessica Wilkerson, and that was the topic of forgiveness. Please stay tuned next week.